Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Super Radio on the air. This is the DJV program. Hi, Doug Steffen here. Jennifer Horan is also here. Your president accounted for Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. It's a fabulous day in the neighborhood. For those of you who have just realized that today is April the 20th, it is 420 day. I remember last year, Victoria, when you called my attention to this, I didn't know what it was. And you all laughed because of the business that I have gotten myself into with my partners. 420. I said, what's that, 420?
Oh, you asked as your partners, too?
Well, I think Tucker and I had a conversation about it. My son, as usual, chuckles at his father and his naivete. So today is the international celebration during which people come together to consume cannabis and advocate for legalization. Yesterday, the House of Representatives, I think Jennifer, passed a bill which would change the banking laws to allow the banks to take money that comes from the sources that cannabis this and cannabis that. It seems awfully naive, almost to the point, I know maybe I'm not too objective on this, even though I don't use this stuff, I might use some
You'd
of it.
You'd like to profit from it, right?
Yeah, exactly, right. So for those of you who don't know, on my farm over the last 10 years, since the economy fell off in 2009, I mean, it was really, for the radio business, it was a depression, it wasn't a recession. And as the last really independent producer of radio programs in the country, I was hit very severely. And so it affected every aspect of my life. And as a result of that, I tried to find all kinds of ways to save the farm, and seemingly none of them worked. I'm a great believer in the right thing happens at the right time for the right reason. And along came my son with a couple of his buddies from Hollywood and my lawyer. So the five of us got together, put together a plan to have a cannabis grow. That's really what they call them. They call them a grow, an enclosed grow on my farm to pay the mortgage off. And we have gotten into the retail side of it as well with some stores. And so I've learned a lot in the last couple of years about all of this stuff, which I didn't know anything about before. So the 420 thing has a few origins that nobody really is sure about. You know, in other words, how did this all start? One rumor is the code that police officers use, apparently, when somebody is caught smoking marijuana. Another theory tries to attribute the date to a Bob Dylan song. Most concrete evidence, though, of this, traced back to San Rafael High School in Marin County. A group of students hanging out by a wall came into possession of a map that they thought would take them to a field of marijuana. Map in hand, they met at 4:20 in the afternoon and eagerly tried to locate the crop. They left empty-handed, but 4:20 became their thing as well. So there you go. For those of you who didn't know, that's the rest of the story. Perhaps something to celebrate today, however, is the life and times of Hester Ford. As you see the story about her, and we've seen a few of these, the oldest person in the country passing away. This lady lived to be 115 years old. Not bad, huh? The oldest
person. That's amazing.
Yep.
115, jeez.
Yep. Lived in Charlotte. Her full name, Hester McCardle Ford, was born August the 15th, 1905, in Lancaster County, South Carolina. Her great-granddaughter posted a tribute saying, quote, she was the seed that sprouted leaves and branches, which are now our family. God blessed us with her caretakers and recipients, her legacy. She had 12 children. Wow. 48 grandchildren. Wow, wow. 108 great-grandchildren. Ooh, wee. Imagine that, 120.
Tough for her.
Yeah
right.
Anyway, Thelma Sutcliffe now lives out in Nebraska. She was born October 1st, 1906. So she has become the nation's oldest living person. So all this begs the question, why do women live longer than men? How come we don't see men on this list? I'm going to change that. I think I'll live to be 115.
I don't know if her husband was still around, which might be why she lived so long. I mean, statistically, unmarried women live a lot longer than unmarried men. Married men live longer than unmarried men. So there's something with marriage. There are a lot of stats there that married men live a lot longer. But, you know, it's the confirmed old bachelor thing, and this is not about you. But
Thank you.
Because you're going to be different. You're an alien anyway, so you're not really part of the human studies. Uh-huh. But, yeah, it is interesting how single women tend to live a lot longer.
Yeah. All right, speaking of aliens, Raul Castro. I suppose I could talk about Debris last night and get into aliens as well. Anybody watch Debris last night?
It's always on my DVR.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. It's an intense show that you have to really pay attention to. So it's not something that you can kind of like doze off, you know, as you're trying to get into slumber mode.
That's for sure. All right. So Raul Castro is 89 years old. He has made his decision public. So who's the heir apparent? As Canel was president, has been for the last couple of years. He's 60 years old, viewed as a party traditionalist who can appeal to younger generations of Cubans. You know how interesting that all is to sort of reflect on what's going on in America, who's winning races and that sort of thing, how many more younger voters are getting involved, which is a good thing, and how people... You notice, I was thinking about this yesterday as we were talking about my friend Charlie Sizitsky, who's going to run for mayor here in Framingham, and he's my age. So how do we get him into that mode? And I believe with the three of you, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay, you keep me and my children as well thinking about what is current. Now, every once in a while, you know, I'll give you a little, sometimes it's real, sometimes it isn't, when we have our conversations about stuff that is not necessarily my wheelhouse. But I think that that's the way to win elections, obviously. Now more and more people isn't just, used to be older people voted, younger people didn't. That's not the way it is now. And a lot of these changes have come about and in recognition of the focus on who votes and who doesn't. The last election brought out a lot of people. But it's really clear when you go back to think about how Joe was before South Carolina or even around that vote, his approach, his appearance, what he said and did was a little more focused on younger thought and activity. Do you agree, either all of you, with that? Did Joe change enough to bring in the vote, or was it just, you know, the situation was with Trump that, you know, whoever ran against him is going to win? I don't subscribe to that philosophy, but maybe some of you do. In terms of Joe, do you think he changed, and do you see other politicians changing with the times?
I think they try. Obviously, you want to appeal to as many people as you can, right?
I don't think that Joe was like an expert campaigner. I mean, remember, most of the time he was at home. I think it was about the messaging around him that said, hey, we've got you, wink and a nod kind of to people who were younger and more progressive. I don't know if it was
something. Who was responsible for that message then?
That's the DNC.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So the DNC has a lot more control in the Democrat Party than the RNC has in the Republican Party. They help pick winners and losers. They help pick candidates. So I think very much the messaging around Joe Biden was less about his own spinning and more about what they did around him to satisfy people. And I think that's why he was chosen. He satisfied more moderates, and he winked and nodded at progressives.
So then let's take the Castro thing and talk about something with regard to Biden. As you know, if you don't know, I've been a big proponent of opening up relationship with Cuba. I thought Trump made a colossal mistake by changing the openness that had been brought about by the Obama administration, because there are so many people that are connected, there's so much trade, there's so much business, and come on, you know, we need to know what's going on there. If there's no better reference than going back to 1962 and the Cuban Missile Crisis, what goes on there?
I think it's such an opportunity.
It is a great opportunity. It's a fabulous place, apparently. I've never been there, but I want to go.
I have friends who've been, European friends who've been, and yeah, I mean, it sounds incredible. But the interesting thing is, the reason I say I think there's a great opportunity for the United States government to be involved there, especially now with Castro ending his reign. You know, 16% of the migrants currently at the southern border are from Cuba. They're seeking asylum from Cuba. So Cuba's got a lot of problems again. The economy shrunk 11% last year alone. They said they're in their worst economic crisis. I think there's a lot of opportunity, especially number one, to get a foot in the door and take the 16% of the migrants and make Cuba a better place for them so that they don't have to come here. I think there's so many things that could be done, and who knows, maybe with new leadership and with Castro gone, maybe this is the right time that we can focus on that.
Yeah, I would say don't forget they're still communists, and they still have really tight ties to Russia and to China. And also,
but all the better to break that some of that down.
Kind of,
but
yeah.
But you remember what changed the relationship, right?
What changed the relationship? I forget what changed.
Remember the diplomat attack? The
sonic
attack thing?
Yeah.
So, okay.
We still don't fully know what that was, but yeah.
That kind of changed things, I think, with...
Yeah, it did, to a point. Yep. Yeah, it did, but there still is a bigger picture here.
I also think that was 100% Russia behind that, too, but...
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Speaking of that...
They facilitate. I mean, that's the thing.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. If we have more of a foothold in Cuba and we're doing business, you can have a lot more influence.
But are they going to let you have more influence?
They will if we push it hard enough. I think that's really offer them enough. The Russians are giving them this, that, and the other thing. So maybe we're so busy giving money away to people all over the world
and with
that
all
don't
the Cuban,
have any influence.
Yeah, and with
all the
Cuban
same
influence.
Team, though. America's not on the same team with them, regardless of the amount.
I think it's worth giving it a try and exploring some options.
Too. All right, speaking of Russians, Alexei Navalny, who's the Russian opposition leader, is not in very good shape. Apparently he's going to die in the next couple of days if he isn't given some more medical attention. Isn't he locked up in jail? He's got kidney failure. Exactly what Putin wants to have happen. Yeah. Let him die in prison so that... You know, it's easy. This doesn't look as bad as putting a bullet in his head, but pretty much the same thing. And then I can't imagine how the
Russians, whole world is talking about this.
He's
too.
Been transferred to the hospital, so he is getting some kind of care. He's on a self-induced hunger strike, right? I mean, this is what he's doing to try to bring attention to what Putin's doing.
Well, he said he was being poisoned, so that's why
he didn't want to eat.
That's why he didn't want to eat.
Is a pretty good. It's a strong political tool. It used to be used a lot.
Yeah. 18 after the hour. Something that is used a lot in our country and around the world, actually, to lose weight and keep it off is Calitrin. Calitrin, why do you want to choose Calitrin for your healthy weight loss? A good question. A lot of people ask that, and I make it very simple, very plain, because it works. Hello. 86% of the people that get on this are successful in losing weight. More importantly, keeping it off. So if you want to help yourself and lose the weight safely, and more importantly, keeping it off without stimulants, without drugs, then Calitrin is the way to do it. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, all natural. It can be a powder, it's a capsule, however you want to take it. And there are other great things that will help you in your weight loss attempts. Keep the weight off at the, if you go to toploss.com, you look around there. Very productive. Help yourself go the way that I've gone, a lot of other people have gone, millions in fact. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code DJV, you don't have to pay for shipping, and you get a hold of the product through their fabulous spring specials. Calitrin, lose weight, keep it off, be healthy. That's the way to do it. Go to toploss.com.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
Yeah. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 23 at the hour now on the DJD program. Time for Jay to rise and shine. She's already arisen, and she's shining. I can see that shine on her face. She is taking care of things that are trending, including the latest on the Derek Chauvin murder trial. We'll get to that right after this.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Membership automatically renews. Cancel any time.
Hi, you ever heard of Beachbody On Demand? Hold on a second. Here is your free membership. I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I just sent a free membership to another customer. And I'm giving away 10,000 free memberships a week to anyone who texts me right now to try our new Beachbody On Demand fitness and nutrition app. Just text the word FIRE to 303030 to get instant access to all $8,000 of our best-selling fitness programs like 21 Day Fix, Insanity, P90X, T25, and PIO. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word FIRE to 303030. That's FIRE to 303030 right now, and I'll send you your own free membership.
All right, 24 past the hour. All right, the jury deliberation, the jury's been chosen, obviously, through the course of the trial. Why did they have so much time from the end of the trial to the beginning of deliberations? What was the, other than the judge says, oh, you can take the weekend off, was there some more sense that when you think about the arguments being fresh in your mind? Why would they have 4 or 5 days? This judge must be some kind of...
Well, they did in the closing arguments. Yeah, the closing arguments happened, and then the closing arguments just ended yesterday. And then the jury was sequestered into deliberation.
Ah, they were sequestered? Wow.
Yep.
Why all of a sudden now?
The verdict.
Yeah, but they should have been sequestered. What are people saying about that, the fact that they weren't sequestered during the trial? There must be some... buddy who's smart enough to understand what a mess that creates.
I haven't seen one person say, no, that was the right call not to sequester them. Everybody is pretty much like, why have they not been sequestered from the beginning? If not even just for, you know, the sanctity of the trial itself, but the juror's safety.
Mm-hmm. Is that solely on the judge, though? Or does the prosecution have to request that? Or does the defense have, like, I feel like I don't know if,
they
if the judge it. Just...
The judge is the one who decides.
So what was the reason that the judge said that he was not going
to
do that?
Typically, they don't. They think it's a disruption of life, so they try not to. But I think in this case, it's probably wow. going to be a pretty fatal error.
Yeah, it sure is. All right. So there, I've seen some things about the sports world. The NBA is prepared, apparently, to postpone their games after the verdict is announced. They think things should be off for a night or two. Because they're acknowledging, I guess, as much as anything else, the impact of the verdict, no matter which way it goes. And so I guess I wonder about not just the NBA, but all of this baseball, all of the sports, and whether social justice is something that they should be concerned about, or should we just be concerned about the game? Why get involved?
A lot of people are concerned, regardless of what the whether it's going to be guilty or not guilty verdict. People think that there's going to be riots no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's probably true. So what does that say about America is the question mark. Speaking of that, the people that were killed in Austin, suspect in custody. So what's the story of that, Jay?
He's a former sheriff's deputy, Stephen Broderick, and he killed his ex-wife, teenage stepdaughter, and then another man who was revealed to be the teenager's boyfriend. So
for what
he was
reason?
Supposed to have a I don't know that. He was supposed to have a scheduled visit with the couple's son. The couple's son was unharmed, but still no idea what went down, what went wrong, why three people ended up dead. They found him late, like about 20 miles away from the scene of the crime.
And doing what? You know, this stuff is so frustrating. I don't even know why we talk about it. And I'm not suggesting that we ought not to talk about it, but I don't know why we do. What's the point under the circumstances? Why talk? All this does is upset people, gives people ideas. I mean, there's so much information about this. And he apparently is a good student, all that other stuff. Then people say, well, why did it happen? Take a deep breath. 28 and a half past the hour here on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story on Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Peter Cahill, presiding over the Derek Chauvin trial, speaks out against the inflammatory remarks made by Representative Maxine Waters, the Democrat from California, over the weekend.
I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law.
The trial is now in the hands of the jury and will continue deliberations Tuesday. Walter Mondale, the former vice president under Jimmy Carter, died Monday at his home in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He was 93.
When I hear your new ideas, I'm reminded of that ad. Where's the beef?
Yeah.
Democrat lawmakers last week introduced legislation to ban the sale and possession of firearm suppressors, known as silencers. The 2021 Help Empower Americans to Respond Act would ban the sale, importation, manufacturing, and possession of silencers. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Texas Border Sheriff A.J. Lauterbach on Fox News continues to sound the alarm at the U.S.-Mexico border.
The failed policies, the failed leadership here from this administration continues to create problems all along the state of Texas, period. So as we move further into this administration and the policies that are affecting what we do here every day in Texas cities and in Texas counties, and the sheriffs actually across the nation here, as we experience unprecedented levels of people walking through our property, as we see the cartel rising in strength and expanding. We understand that at some point in time, the American people will solve this issue of failed policies and failed leadership, but it's going to be at what cost? I think that's the real question that I think the American people have to ask of this administration. Is what cost? How many dead bodies do we have in Brooks County, Val Verde County, Hidalgo County? Where does this all lead as far as the perception of the public here on the leadership, or in my opinion, really failed leadership? Yet when we can't even have anyone from the Biden administration to leadership, even come and visit the Texas border.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The hour now, big changes, big doings. This is the big show. It's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen on fire here this Tuesday, April the 20th. We're two-thirds of the way through the month, and we have a very strange circumstance that exists with a woman who is pregnant. She has two babies inside of her womb, but they are not twins. And so I'm learning as I'm listening to the ladies talk about super feteration. Is that what it's called? Super fetus?
Super fetation, I think it's called.
Fetation, okay. So what happens when you have two babies that are not of the same age? You got one that's 4 months along and one that's
somewhere
one
Alec month Baldwin's wife is super jealous of this woman that she could be pregnant twice at one time because she's obsessed with all these babies. But it's this very rare occurrence where typically when you become pregnant, your body then, you know, shuts everything down and says, okay, we have one customer in the store at a time. And so after that point, this, it didn't happen with this woman. And so her body was still making the hormone that you need to get pregnant. So at her 12-week sonogram, the tech said, okay, you've got one 12-week-old fetus, and then you've got another newer one, a smaller one. So it's very bizarre. And they're concerned, apparently, right now. This is a British woman. And the doctors are concerned because the second fetus is very small, and they typically, if this does happen, doctors say, you know, most women would just have a miscarriage of the second fetus and not even really know, because it would be so early on in the pregnancy you wouldn't really know.
But, so it's happened before then.
It has happened, but one of the professors of maternal and fetal medicine from the University of California said the condition is so rare that doctors don't even really know how prevalent it is. And then the quote, it's much more common in fish, rodents, and bunnies. So that's...
Maybe that should be a lesson to the two of them in their romantic relationship, to stop imitating the bunnies. How about that?
Well, apparently, here's the other thing that they've added in. You know, women who are undergoing fertility treatments are at a higher risk of having this happen, which you can understand because, you know, your hormones are a little wonky and you've got lots of stuff going on. But it says, still, they say the chances of it happening are very slim, but it is a strange one.
Okay, so how do I say this without sounding like...
Oh boy. Buckle up, everybody.
Whenever you answer or ask this question, you know what's coming.
Well, I'm recalling... men would look upon this in a different way, obviously. There's something
about...
You
got two in. Yeah, it'd be something like
Well, no, I wasn't thinking about that. I was just thinking about how... And I think I've read this in books. I don't know that I experienced it myself. But when you're pregnant, there's something very sexy about the lady who's pregnant. And there, it creates even more interest in being in a morphic relationship, amour, if you will. There's just something, at least for me, from my perspective, but I've read this before in a number of men's magazines, how much more attractive... there's a, whatever the pheromones are, whatever you're giving off as a pregnant woman, men
well,
find.
Well, biologically,
it very
that makes sense because
attractive.
if you have a partner, you know, then if your pheromones are stronger or whatever, you know, if you go back to like caveman times, that would be more enticing for the man to stick around.
Right.
You know, to support the woman through pregnancy.
Most of you think that I come from caveman era, so that.
Well, we have proof because you started. I mean, what single man would knowingly go into this situation, except for Doug? Doug started dating a woman who was already really pregnant, right? Wasn't she really pregnant when you started dating?
Yes, she was pregnant.
With no partner in sight? With someone else's child.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I bonded.
And you went through the whole birthing process with her?
Caught the baby when it came out.
And became like the father figure to the kid.
Yeah. The kid was very close. I had
probably
really
the most
strong
solid
feelings.
Part of the kid's life, actually.
How old was the kid when you guys broke up?
Less than two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a young child. And I don't know what happened to her, as a matter of fact, because the woman wanted nothing to do with me.
So you were basically like her birth coach, and then that was the end.
Maybe that was it. I don't know. Well, whatever it was, but it was a strange. Jennifer, God love you. You can remember some of the things. I wouldn't have put that up at the moment. Although I do remember, that may be my reference to thinking how sexy a woman is who's pregnant. Because
I've heard a lot of guys say that about their wives.
She had remembered that, because that was also the one that thought that you and I were fooling around.
Right.
Jeez, really? That's the same one?
That was really the beginning of the end. That was really the beginning of the end for us. Yeah, it was. Nice going. Nice going, Jennifer. I can remember that. We had gone to breakfast. It was a Sunday morning, and we had gone to breakfast at a place over in Marlboro, and the phone rang, or for whatever the reason, she grabbed my phone. And
it was a text message I sent you about being stuck on an airplane for 10 hours.
I wish you were here.
As a joke, because we had been talking about how people were on the airplane for like 10 hours. That was when people were ordering pizzas and hitting the emergency slide. And then lo and behold, I leave the East Coast and flipping 10 hours on the plane before we even left. And so I was laughing because we had just talked about it that morning. I text him and she flipped out thinking that I was like... sending some, like...
But she knew who you were. She knew you were on the program
yeah.
with me.
And then she called me and asked me why I was texting you. And that was yeah. when I was like, hard pass there, lady friend. It's, you know.
Doug can pick them.
Well, no. You know.
Okay, let's keep moving here. Nothing to be seen here.
Very strange. I wonder if yeah. she still remembers that, if she still thinks that was the reason.
Who knows? Anyway, I was going to get off on a tangent on her, and I'm not going to. Tesla had involved, this is really very, the scrutiny that's appropriate for this. I'm not a fan of self-driving cars. I'm not even sure I'm a fan of electric cars. But this business with the Tesla had nobody driving it, crashes into another car and kills two people.
So well, Victoria, no, it was two men were in the car. They had it. Well, this,
oh, it was in the car.
They believe. Right, okay. Yeah. So the this was, I believe, in Texas, Harris County, Texas. So two men were driving in the car. They had it. The suspicion is that they had it on autopilot. They crashed into a tree. The car caught fire and they died. So it wasn't like the car, it's not Kit, it's not like from Knight Rider and it just took itself right. out for a drive. There were two people in it. This happened Saturday night around 11:30 p.m. And so this
one guy
is obviously
wasn't even in the driver's seat. You know, originally when this came out, I went, oh boy, here, because I don't like the idea of
taking a nap in the back seat.
Yeah,
or
I don't like the idea of self-driving cars either. The
car was going pretty fast, too.
So according to Elon Musk, anyway, who's got his own point of view, he tweeted out the data logs recovered showed that the car's autopilot feature was not fully enabled. It did not have access to full self-driving mode, and that investigators believe that the car was operating without anyone in the driver's seat. One man was in the passenger seat. One was in the rear seat. So,
very
I don't know.
Nuts.
These guys were 59 and 69 years old.
I think they'd know better.
I hate to say that, but yes. I mean, I feel like if this was
a
story about...
Is this a Darwin Award sort of thing?
Well,
I feel like if this was about two teenagers, you would understand, you know, they stole Dad's Tesla. But, I mean, what were these guys doing at 11:30 at night? Maybe they were drunk. I don't know.
But the other side of this is that people who know Tesla, and admittedly, I don't think any of us really know the ins and outs of what you have to do to drive the car. So someone on Twitter responded to Elon Musk and says that that story that they're putting out there doesn't make any sense because apparently there's safety measures in place with autopilot. The seat is weighted so that they know that there is a driver. And if there's not, and the hands are not on the steering wheel with autopilot, every 10 seconds or so, it's supposed to disengage.
It does. My friend has one, and I've driven on autopilot mode with him. You have to be in the driver's seat, so I don't know what Elon Musk is saying.
Maybe
there's
a failure, maybe it was them, who knows, but it's probably too early to know.
Well, you know, you have to, when you look at the success of Tesla or the success that everything Elon Musk touches. Yesterday we were talking about how his company has the contract to build the vehicle that's going to be driving around the moon when we
send people
up there.
Well, maybe that's why he doesn't want any of this bad press right now because they just got that big contract and they beat out a lot of major names. So
I don't know.
Boeing? This is a 2019. Yeah, this is a 2019 and Jeff Bezos' thing. This is a 2019 model, but you know, my friend has a 2020 model and his driveway it's a very sharp turn onto his driveway, and in autopilot mode, the car won't even turn, won't even take the driveway. It forces the driver to do it. So I don't know how this car just drove off the road on its own, 100 feet off the road. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
More questions than answers.
Yeah, totally.
I think that's probably the way to look at it. Meanwhile, the last time the stock market took a close look at Elon Musk and Tesla, his net worth went up $13 billion in one day. So that's got to tell you something about what the market thinks about either that car, him, or the whole idea of electric cars, which to me, at this point in time, makes very little sense because you're really not saving anything. It's a new industry. That's cool. Megan and I were talking about this last night, they're going to get an electric car because they can plug it in over at the college. You know, it doesn't cost anything. They can charge it there every day. And so I don't bring it up with them because, it's not an argument that goes anywhere with them. And I don't really care, you know, whatever, as long as it's safe for them and it's safe for miles, I don't care what kind of a car they're driving. But the idea that electric is the end-all, the be-all, is nonsense at this point, anyway. If we have better ways of producing electricity down the road, then it's about something that makes sense. But at the moment, you're not really, in my mind, saving anything because you still have to, the fossil fuel, for the most part, is powering the electric companies. And for the life of me, I still can't imagine. I was driving around a lot this weekend up in Vermont. There's some beautiful rivers along, actually, the biggest one, you're on the border of New York and the Hudson River, and then you go over to the border of New Hampshire, and it's the Connecticut River, and all these rivers in between, and you go through these old mill towns, and they all have what was the power generator, and they stopped doing it. And there's absolutely zero impact on the environment when you use water to power a turbine. It doesn't make any sense to me, unless there's no money to be made, and that's why it's not being done. Do we have some common sense here? Who can poke holes in using water to run a turbine to create electricity? It's the smartest thing that you could possibly imagine, and yet we're not doing it. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, let's focus in on some things that people are doing with their habits. Lots of different things. Last year has taught us a lot about ourselves, about our physicality, about our well-being, about our health, how we stay there, how we get there. And so one of the products that has come to our attention is Nivage system of getting rid of a lot of the things that have caused the problems for so many people over the past year to begin with. Everything that passes through your nose can be good or bad for your body, but most everything that comes into your body, other than what you eat, is coming through your nose. That's why most doctors agree it's as important to keep your nose clean as it is to wash your face, brush your teeth, keep everything clean every day, all day. Proper nasal cleansing so easy thanks to your Nivage, the only nose cleaner that has powered suction. Gets rid of the things that are in your nose that have grown there overnight or crusted up overnight. It's kind of gross when you think about it, but it's nice to think about how clean it is, how clear it is, and how much better your breathing is. I think I make a pretty good case, if I do say so myself, for you using the Nivage. Backed by a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction. Very cool. Go to Nivage.com, N-A-V-A-G-E, Nivage.com, to order yours, to see how it works. It's kind of a fun thing, actually, when you get right down to it, and the results are great. Check it out, Nivage.com.
No antagonists. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When I grew up, antagonists and protagonists were crystal clear. If you were good, you were good. And if you were bad, well, you were bad. Along the way in my life, however, I met with thousands of people from all over the world, and each new person taught me more profoundly how everyone has a story, everyone has a side, and life is much more gray than black and white. An antagonist to one person is a protagonist to another, and vice versa. Ultimately, you are responsible for your view of the world and no one else's. Make your best effort to realize that the world is much more than what you see in any given moment, and so are all the antagonists and protagonists. For more on life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Say it again, Doug. Tech Talk time is 53 past the hour. Jennifer has exited stage left, and now in the forefront is Victoria Keelan, who has the knowledge and the background to give us updates on important things that affect all of our lives, technologically speaking, including a new Apple announcement coming up right after this.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, Victoria. Apple is announcing what?
Apple is announcing, well, they are supposed to be announcing, this is the rumor, after months of speculation, Apple is reportedly preparing to announce a new subscription podcast service. And the podcast news will come along with several other announcements at the spring-loaded product rollout event. And that's where they, you know, they do their big announcement and their big presentation of new products and upgraded products and things like that. And so the podcast news is going to be in with that presentation. Not a lot of details are known right now, but we suspect that these reports first started surfacing in January, that Apple was creating a subscription tier of podcasts kind of behind the scenes. Some podcast studios said that they had been asked to sign non-disclosure agreements about their work with Apple, so it's definitely moving in that direction. What we suspect is that there is a new podcast called For All Mankind, the official podcast. That actually is a companion piece to the For All Mankind science fiction series that is an Apple TV original. So it looks like they're heading in the direction of making companion podcasts that go along with their original series, which could be pretty cool. In recent months, Apple has signaled that it wants a piece of the podcast business, like everybody else does, and that included has included approaching producers of the Apple TV Plus series to, you know, to work more with their movies and the things that they have coming up. And they've even recruited some several podcast veterans from public radio. So it looks like we're going to start seeing a lot more from Apple in terms of the podcast sphere. The interesting thing is, though, trend experts believe that at least from now through 2023, that Spotify's podcast consumption will outpace Apple. So it's Spotify has put a lot of money into their podcasts. They have the Michelle Obama podcast. They have a lot of originals, and so they could actually surpass Apple. So Apple sees the writing on the wall, and I guess they're trying to catch up.
Spend some dough. Yeah. Ever wonder how many T-Rex dinosaurs roamed the earth? Well, apparently, thanks to technology, there's an idea about the answer to that question.
The Geek Out.
We all know that Earth was once populated with dinosaurs, but we've never really had a grasp on how many. Last week, the journal Science published a report that proposed some ideas on population numbers just for the popular T-Rex species. The report suggests that as many as 2.5 billion of the giants roamed the Earth, and at any one time, there was probably about 127,000 of the tiny armed fellas. Now, the T-Rex was only around for about 2.5 million years, but to give you an idea, the report suggests that a state the size of California would have had about 3,800 T-Rexes at any one time, while a space the size of Washington, D.C., just two. We've tweeted a link to the study over at The Geek Out.
Are you ready to start investing but aren't sure how? Go for the gains you deserve safely with this free special report from Wall Street trader and financial expert Jared Dillian. Claim your free copy at jaredradio.com. That's jaredradio.com.
All right, let's get back to it here. Remote workers getting paid a lot of money in West Virginia. How's this going to work?
Yeah, so West Virginia has a new program. It's called Ascend WV, and it allows basically, if you are a remote worker and you live outside of the state of West Virginia, they will pay you $12,000 to move to West Virginia. You don't even need to work for a company that is based in West Virginia. You can, if you have a job where you are allowed to live and, you know, wherever you want and work, they will pay you $12,000. So the first year you'll get $10,000 divided into monthly payments, and then you get a bonus of $2,000. Then you also get a year's worth of free outdoor recreation and all kinds of paddleboard gear, camping gear, downhill skiing, whitewater rafting, and the total value is $20,000. If you move to West Virginia.
Sounds like the answer to Family Feud or something. Also a John Denver song which embraces West Virginia.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.